This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Where do I begin? And no, that is not the opening to the movie Love Story. What I'm saying is, where do I begin after a weekend in America? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. You would think after a weekend in America, you'd be refreshed. You'd be ready to go. You'd be raring to go. But no, instead, after a weekend in America, you know what you have to deal with? You have to deal with the tragedy of leftism. See, Democrats do nothing but stir trouble. They don't take breaks. They don't take days off. They don't take vacations. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you're here for truth, you got the right place. If you're here to be placated as a leftist in this country, you're wrong. If you're here as a conservative thinking that I'm gonna make it all sunshine and roses, oh, it will be. I've got great news for you, but as they say, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens before the storm. I don't know. I'm mixing my metaphors, but I think you get what I'm saying. I wish I could tell you that it's all going to be easy, because it isn't. But the good news is, troubles loom for the Democrats. They got big troubles ahead. Let me give you some examples. Epstein is still out there, and he's singing like a canary. The IG report looms. And Democrats are singing like canaries. And I know you think, Kevin, Comey wasn't prosecuted for his telling all that other stuff. That doesn't matter. They got Comey on so much more other stuff. They don't care about that. That's little fish stuff. Comey's in big trouble. 844-551-8255. They can't let Comey go on that. The highest law officer in the land next to the attorney general, the FBI director can do something like that, and you think you're going to get in trouble? You could plead Comey. Like I said before with Hillary, you can plead the Hillary defense. I had no intent on robbing that bank. What was that note for? What note? You get what I'm saying? Anyway, mayhem and destruction. That's what you faced over the weekend. That's what you face every day. I know we have a tendency as human beings to separate our playtime from our work time. We say, ooh, I worked all week to get ready for the weekend. And you get ready for the weekend and you think, ooh, it's going to be fun and frolic. It's mayhem and destruction. And this despite actually having a president. I'm talking about a president who gives a crap. There's only so much you can do, folks, to stem the tide of the era of Obama. And Donald Trump's only had 3 years. And even though he is a miracle worker of sorts, you can't get rid of it all. For example, mass shootings. Yes, that belongs to Obama. The leftists want to give us guns? I'll take them. I'll take guns over mass shootings for 2000, Alex. No question about it. Because I've never known a gun to jump up and mass shoot, but I've known plenty of Democrats to do it. Oh, Kevin, that guy that did that, he said he was a Trump supporter. Whatever. What, was he draped in a Confederate flag, too? Did he have a Nazi swastikas on him? What was he? I never believe what they tell me about these people. Democrats will set up, they will pay one of their kids to do it and say something like, well, you go ahead and shoot all those Latinos in El Paso, Johnny boy, and Hillary will get you off when she's president. Or Joe Biden will get you off when he's president. He will pardon you. Just say you are a registered Trump supporter, a registered Republican, a gun-toting conservative. Here's what I'll guarantee you about this mass shooter and the next mass shooter. They aren't members of the NRA, and that's not an endorsement of the NRA. I don't care anything about the NRA. NRA is a special interest group. Congratulations. Just like Guns of America. Was it? There's another one. There's three, two or three of these organizations that are pro-gun. I'm pro-gun. Not a commercial for the NRA. What I'm telling you is honest, owning gun citizens, gun owners, don't go around, for the most part, committing crimes. Because you registered your gun for a reason. But what do the Democrats do? Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Them guns, man, them guns. Yep, not safe to go to a Walmart either. How about that, you blue-collar NASCAR fans going to Walmart shopping? We'll just mow you down there. We'll make it where you don't even want to go out. Is it even safe for you? What else is new with Democrats, folks, when it comes to these atrocities? Democrats love these atrocities. They want these atrocities. They need these atrocities. They create these atrocities. That's right. The Walmart guy in Mississippi. See, I'm not even talking about the El Paso just yet. Because, see, there were a couple of shootings in Walmarts. This disgruntled employee. Do I need to tell you what a disgruntled employee who goes out and shoots his coworkers? Do I need to tell you that that's a leftist? Killed two coworkers and wounded an officer at a Mississippi Walmart last Tuesday. Martez Terrell Abram. Yeah. Longtime Walmart associate. Recently suspended. And let me tell you, it's liberalism that got the man suspended. You want to know why I say that? Y'all, like, come on, Kevin, you're just picking on liberals for the sake of it. I know we do that a lot, but not just for shiggles. I'm telling you, this man, he didn't do very much. You know what he did? He showed somebody he had a knife. I don't know about you, where I grew up. Let me just give you a little bit of history here. Where I grew up, we all carried knives. We all had guns. We all carried a knife, and we had a gun either in our vehicle or on our possession everywhere I went. This guy did nothing. Transplant him back into the 1960s and the 1970s, and he was just a dude walking around doing nothing, because that's what old country boys did. We carried knives and we carried guns because you needed to shoot snakes and wild hogs and whatever else, and you never knew if you were going to need a knife to get yourself out of a situation. So that's what you did. Or if you killed something for meat, you needed to field gut it, so you had a knife. And this guy showed his knife to some employee, got suspended, all right, then became disgruntled and decided, boom, I'm going to come back and kill everybody, whatever. He comes in there and kills two of his employees, of his fellow co-workers. Anyway, we got that. We got El Paso. We got a lot to talk about. We got AOC. We got Gillette. We got migrants. We got Valerie Jarrett. We got a heck of a show for you today. I'm glad to be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, my goodness. Dangerous place to be, a Walmart in America. A Walmart. What is it? Rolling back the prices? You just got to sneak in there like, you better go in there like James Bond. You want to shop. Not exactly good for the stock. Hey, I get it. I get it. It ain't Walmart's fault anyway. Could have been anyway. Could have been Target, right? If I was a FBI, I'd be looking at Target as a suspect. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the best way to ruin your competition is to go in there and start shooting on them. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Yeah, talk about your... Forget corporate espionage. Just go in there and start firing on people. And then run a commercial that says, hey, listen, I'm not going to say much, but they don't shoot at you over here. We've got lots of security here at Target. Oh, boy, 844-551-8255. I'm not making light of people being killed. Not at all. You know, and I say this after every shooting, and this is what we should be saying after every shooting. Ban leftist. The majority of the shootings in America occur because of leftists. Leftists don't know how to handle themselves. They don't know how to handle getting fired. They don't know how to handle a breakup. They don't know how to handle a kid dropping out or getting pregnant or whatever. They don't know how to handle anything. They just overreact. And the first thing they want to do is do something illegal. They can't say, hey, listen, let's sit down and have a conversation. Let's understand this better. Let's get some counseling. No. They don't want counseling. They don't want you put in a nut house. They don't want you put away. They don't want you put in prison. They don't want you sent back to Mexico. They just want you in the street committing mayhem and destruction. Chaos. That's what they want. The era of Barack Obama. Valerie Jarrett, get this. She tweeted, "Don't you miss Obama?" And I thought she was talking about Miss Obama. You know, like the Miss Obama contest. Who's going to be the next Miss Obama? I don't miss Obama. and there certainly isn't a Mr. Obama. But she's asking us, do we miss Barack Obama? Like, do you miss me yet? Remember the George Bush? Hard to believe, as bad as Bush was, he was missed. Do you miss Obama? Look, to believe that people miss Obama, you have to believe people wanted Obama. Yeah. You have to believe that people really gave a crap. Look, the Democrats and the leftists want us to believe with all their heart that this man is loved and adored and that we would take him back. I dare anybody run a legitimate poll and ask, would you take Obama over Trump? And don't get it, and watch yourself get embarrassed. You will be embarrassed, leftists. Don't let a legitimate poll get out there that Donald Trump is wanted 75% over 25%. Worst case scenario, 70-30. Donald Trump over Barack Obama. It will embarrass those leftist clowns. Obama. Let me prove it. I looked at the thread. This is what she tweeted. Do you miss Obama? And a person tweeted this. I'm going to give you just some highlights, and I'm going to go into detail and explain this. One person tweeted, yeah, like a pimple on prom night. I tweeted, yeah, like untreated syphilis. Somebody else put, like a root canal. One other person said, like a colonoscopy. So you're getting the picture. And for the record, go look at it. You don't have to believe me. Go to Valerie Jarrett's Twitter page. Go look at this. It is 90%, if not more, 90% negative. Like, heck to the no, we don't miss Obama. It was horrible. And I love it when they do those tests, because that's the litmus test for the left. They want to see let's see how things are going. Let's test the water. Comey tests the water all the time. And, you know, people are going to get their justice and all that. And it comes back. Shut up, you fraud, you liar, you crooked FBI director. And then he goes away. And he comes back a month later and tests again. The tests aren't working out that great for the leftists. But there's a couple of them I want to highlight that I looked at. And by the way, I looked at the top 20. I did not go down. There were hundreds of comments. Most overwhelmingly negative. Overwhelmingly. Anyway, here's what one person wrote. I voted for Obama twice and feel like a fool for it. This is La La Loggins. You don't have to believe me, but this is what I'm not making this up. And this is no, I'm not, you know, clever enough to come up with these names. She says, Obama was the first president I ever voted for. I was a Democrat. Now, IDK, meaning I don't know what I am. So, no, I don't miss him. He was a liar and hid his shady side behind his eloquence and his smile. I thought he was going to change the world. That's a young voter. First vote, first time voting, La La Loggins. This other person said, I would rather give birth to a flaming porcupine on the floor of an igloo during a hemorrhoid attack while someone lights my nose hairs on fire than see Obama again. I died laughing at that. They had me at, I would have rather give birth to a flaming porcupine. All right? In other words, no, they don't want Obama back. For those of the leftists listening to the program that can't, you know, interpret what I say for comprehension. Here's what somebody else said. Stacy J.O. I can't really tell. Says, no, I voted for him 2X because I believed him, and now my eyes are open to the sham. Hashtag Manchurian candidate, shame on you. Folks, I'm telling you as God is my witness, this is the top 20 that I'm reading to you here, except for the mine, which is I miss him like untreated syphilis. Let's see, the other one here. No, I don't miss him, but I do miss my old health insurance plan from before he wrecked the system. Okay, and then here's I think this may be the final one. Yeah. Valerie Jarrett, no one misses Obama more than you and ISIS. The drug cartels miss his shipments of guns. Iran misses the pallets of cash. MS-13 misses him. North Korea misses the appeasement. We miss the racial riots. So sorry your book was such a flop. Can't wait for the sequel. Now, top 20, two people, two Democrats. I want you to understand. People who follow Valerie Jarrett are the ones that are looking at her thread. They go, a couple of them go, I miss him, whatever. Then suddenly it trends on a social media site that is not friendly to conservatives, mainly Twitter. And two out of the top 20 said, I voted for him twice. Fool me twice. Shame on me. I'm not voting for him again. Those are Democrats. It is an overwhelmingly Democrat platform who says, I don't miss this clown. I understand what I got for my money. I won't do it again. And yet, you're going to see polling all the way up until the election talking about, oh, so-and-so can beat Donald Trump. They can all beat Trump. Trump can be beaten. Trump can be beaten. Trump can be beaten. Right now, they finally back down and says, oh, no, it's only Biden. He's the only one who can beat Donald Trump. And I'll get into that a little bit later because I want to explain what the ruse is of telling you that Biden is now the only one that can beat Donald Trump. But that was what was tweeted out there in a time when we had two mass shootings at Walmart, legacy Barack Obama, and all the other stuff that's going to be legacy Obama that I'll talk about, like watering cops.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Dayton, Ohio say Sunday's mass shooter brought large amounts of ammo, but was killed by police before he could use it. Dayton Police Chief Richard Beal talking about the ammo and casings they picked up.
If all of those were completely at full capacity, including the loose rounds found on the ground near him, as well as in a backpack that he carried, he would have had a maximum of 250 rounds in his possession at the time.
Following the shooting in Dayton and El Paso, Texas, President Trump addresses the nation and says we need to reform mental health laws.
We must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We got a lot to talk about, especially this controversy over crap hole Baltimore. Talked about it a little bit, but I want to follow up on that. But I didn't get a chance to cover the Democrat debates because I was traveling, and actually I got a bit under the weather too. But it is what it is, and until I can find a suitable guest host, sometimes we just have to run some best ofs, but it's all good stuff because it's all good learning material for you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Anyway, I do want to cover these debates by the Democrats. Here's what was funny. So I was supposed to be watching the debate and tweeting during the debates. The problem was I was en route and ran into bad weather, and so I was late each night tweeting, so I only got to see the trailing end of it, and I did catch part of the first one, which was the JV, because it didn't have Biden in it, and it was a train wreck. It was tragic. Radicalism, extremism on full display. Green New Deal, Medicare for all, free health care for illegals. What else they want to give away? They want to give away, hey, America, come on in, open borders. Hey, you want some reparations? Want to kill your baby on the table after it's born? No problem. Just come on, step on up. What else you want? You want a purge night where you can kill anybody you want for free? Hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to have one day where you can rob banks with immunity. I mean, it's like a free-for-all over there. And it was funny to listen to these guys talk about stuff, because the craziest things you can imagine, don't rule it out. Oh, don't rule it out. Free college. Hey, you know what? You want to work and get paid, but don't go to work? No problem. We got a plan for you. We got a pension that'll pay you 200% of your retirement after a year of work. And on. It's a giveaway. And I know you, Kevin, it sounds crazy. Yeah, no, all the ideas I'm proposing, I'm not proposing them as like, ooh, this is crazy. Kevin's trying to make up some stuff to be funny for radio. I'm telling you, don't believe for one second some crazy leftist hasn't thought about it. Oh, yeah, because they've always got a scheme of how to get more and more money from the working man. You know, that one they say they want to protect. That middle class dude that gets up, he's got no scheme, he's got no, there's no conspiracy in his mind about how he's going to go make his money. He's going to go out, do a day's worth of work, get a day's worth of pay, maybe make a little bit of money in investing here and there. Maybe he runs a second gig or whatever to get a little bit more so he can put it in the bank and pay for little Johnny's education or whatever. Maybe take a vacation periodically once every 10 years. And you know what a Democrat is doing? The leftists, they're scheming to get that money. They're scheming to get his pension. They're scheming to get his 401k. I mean, that may sound like the same, but they're two different things. They're scheming to get it. They're scheming to get his savings. They're scheming to tax everything that he makes, living or dead. So what else do these guys have up their sleeves? But what you notice in the Democratic Party was there's a huge rift in the Democrats. Huge rift. Yeah. They now hate Obamacare. Oh, we've got to change our health care system. The health care system, health care, health care, health care. We run under Obamacare right now, even though Trump says, I'm not fucking you. We're not doing individual mandates. That's the best part of getting rid of Obamacare. Now you have Obamacare and you don't have the individual mandates. So you would think that's nirvana for the Democrats. No, they were, oh, we can't have that. It's a horrible thing. Joe Biden was part of it, part of it. And then the second part, Joe Biden, criticism. A man who they dare not criticize before. This is in debate, too. A man they did not dare go after. The guy who said, I'm going to be much tougher in the next debate. He wasn't very tough. You know what Joe Biden did? Joe Biden did about as smart of a thing as he could do in the debate, which was to pretty much stay moderate. Try to appear moderate, which is easy to do when you're surrounded by crazy leftists. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, everybody. KJRadio.com. Say KKKKJRadio.com. Say it. There you go. Now go tell somebody. Well, here's what they didn't tell you about. They didn't mention the Mueller report. Yep, they didn't do that. I'll get to that in a second. But here's what they wanted to do. Here's what this debate was meant to do. And here's what they've been trying to do for some time. They've been trying to narrow this thing down. Because even though the money drain has gone away, in other words, the candidates aren't soaking away as much money as they were early on because now it's starting. They're starting to see that, okay, Beto's not going to. Don't bet on Beto. And they're going, okay, Yang doesn't need it. Let's not give him any money. So there's probably 10 of them that can't raise millions of dollars anymore. They're considered, nobody cares. Nobody is really paying that much attention to them. But they need to narrow down. They need to narrow down to 4. And that'll make for a more reasonable debate where they can stop with all of the free-for-alls. Wishful thinking on their part, but okay. So they want to narrow down to 4. And those 4, in my opinion, are Biden, Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, and Warren, Elizabeth Warren. Now, I want you to think about all 4 of those people going against Trump, and I'm going to get into the Biden thing because they think Biden's going to be able to. Biden matches up very well against Donald Trump because he's a centrist and all that. Fine. But let's begin with Kamala Harris. Tulsi Gabbard, who, by the way, is an attractive woman. If she wasn't a total lefty, she'd be a dish. She destroyed Kamala Harris. I mean, torched her. And you know what Kamala Harris's comeback was? Well, why are we listening to her? She's polling down at 0 or 1%. She didn't defend what Tulsi Gabbard said, which is Kamala Harris was the worst attorney general in California history, essentially. Putting people in prison, locking them up, all the things she professes to be for, she's against, and so on and so forth. Gabbard just skewered her, and Kamala Harris's only retort was, well, I'm a front runner, so don't pay any attention to her. You want to talk about an elitist attitude. Now, is Tulsi Gabbard going to get any traction? Probably not. But she did her job. You ever like watch football and the one team is 14-0 and the other team is 2-12 and they got nothing to play for and then they go out and beat the team that's 14-0 just to give them a blemished record? That's exactly what happened. Tulsi Gabbard just blemished Harris's record, even though Harris is nowhere near 14-0. Harris has no shot at getting the Democrats' nomination. So the question now becomes, will it be Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, or Joe Biden? Now, I've said Biden isn't going to be it for a variety of reasons because I've been giving the Democrats sort of a little bit of a part of the strategy of what I would be doing if I were a Democrat, which is don't make it Biden. Biden is your worst choice. Biden is soon to be a three-time loser if he gets the nomination. And I also believe that the Democrats are going to eat him up. But the faction within the Democratic Party, I want you to understand the level of desperation they have, is that they're going to choose the dumbest, I'm going to say this, the second dumbest guy in politics, because the first dumbest guy in politics is Barack Obama. But they're going to choose the second dumbest guy in politics. He's got zero advantages. Zero in dealing with Trump. He's not a woman. He's not black. Those are the main ones, right? He's neither of those. He's dumber than a box of rocks. He's got a record that is just the worst. It's going to be exploited in more ways than you can imagine. He's going to get called out for his flip-flopping on policies. And he can't think on his feet. He's old, white, and now rich. He's got scandals involving his son. Listen to me, Democrats. I'm not trying to steer you off wrong. I told you the same thing about Hillary Clinton. I said you can't pick a worse candidate, and you did it anyway. So I'm only trying to help him. So Biden is the man for him, but he is what I call the process of elimination candidate. He's flawed. They know he's flawed, but in a sea of candidates, all of them are trolls, and Biden is the best fallback candidate. Can you imagine if we, as Republicans, had our equivalent to Biden? I would call our equivalent to Biden at the time would have been a Lindsey Graham, and we had to hold our noses and go for Lindsey Graham. Biden can't get 500 people to show up to a rally. Biden did a phone bank in Vegas, and it was a geriatric convention. It had 50 old people, 50 people in their 70s plus. He's got no energy in the young community's got no energy in the black community, nothing. You can't, there's not, or is he going to get the female vote? What in the world would you want Biden for? So, personally, I'm happy. I hope it's Biden. I'm going to tell you right now, I hope I'm wrong. I hope he makes it. Because it's going to be an amazing feat. I personally want to see him lose three times. I want to see Donald Trump gloat. I want to see a Walter Mondale Ronald Reagan. Because that is exactly what's going to happen. Democrats, go for it. Anyway, when we get back, I want to talk about a column that David Limbaugh wrote about the Democrats and more on this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada boom bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats didn't mention the Mueller report during their debate. None of them. It was not brought up in any of the questioning, even though, and Don Lemon, you know, the obvious racism of Donald Trump, the obvious, to make Don Lemon into a journalist is a joke. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, discussing part two of the Democrats debate. I was traveling during the debate and couldn't watch it. I wasn't going to watch it all, but I wanted to watch part of it. I actually did want to watch it, but I was stuck in airports and all this and crazy, so I didn't get to watch it, all of it. I got to watch pieces of it, but I did get to see the summary, and it was tragic, and I'm talking about some of it now. But I do want to hit a couple things that I noticed, that there was no discussion of the Mueller report, nor was there any mention of impeachment. Variety of issues, health, race, immigration, climate change, the economy, showcase a litany of stupid, a plethora of idiocy. They talked about Donald Trump and how to be anti-Republican. I've never seen a group of people who are anti the other. In other words, I know there's Democrats and I know there's Republicans. And if I were to run as a pragmatist, I don't run anti-Democrat. I might run that and say, I don't like this policy, but it wouldn't be, this policy is, anti. You sound like Republicans. Well, that would be a feather in my cap. If I were a Democrat saying, I would say, look, you can try to criticize me and tell me I sound like a Republican. What I sound like is somebody who's making common sense. That's what I sound like. You sound like somebody who just wants to be against something because it isn't your idea. See, that's something right there that any of those idiot Democrats could make hay with, but they don't. They all run from it. They run from the idea of being a Republican like a scalded dog, the same way they're running from the Mueller report. Beto promised to get black people reparations. You want to talk about throwing a Hail Mary? Black people, please save me, save me. Whenever white Democrats are in trouble, they sound the dinner bell of racism to blacks. I wish I could give the world a glimpse of an O'Rourke presidency where he laughs at blacks for being stupid enough to believe that he was going to get them reparations. I wish I could just fast forward and say, let me show you a better presidency where he's making it rain in the White House, throwing money up, laughing at the silly Negroes who dared vote for him. That's what they would be doing. That's what he would be doing. CNN did a summary of the debate. They said Bernie Sanders clearly got the message. He wasn't lively enough in the first debate. He was feisty and he stayed that way. Bullock, Montana governor, to his immense credit, understood that the debate was his one last chance to make an impression on voters, and he went for it. Peter Buttigieg, as in the first debate, the South Bend, Indiana mayor played it relatively safe, but unlike the first debate, there was a clear message. I'm young, yes, but the older people on the stage with me haven't fixed any of the problems, so it's time for something different. Delaney, who said if you watch the debate, both these questions were answered. No one knew who he was or what he believed. You probably don't even know these names, do you? Elizabeth Warren, her retort to Delaney was the line of the night and encapsulates for a lot of Democrats why it's so important to nominate someone willing to take a fight, to be in the fight. O'Rourke, while he was mildly energetic in the first debate, was large swaths of the debate where he disappeared. Klobuchar seemed to be treading water in search of a moment of a surge. He didn't get one. And then, go on to talk about the others. As I said, Kamala Harris got torched in the part two by Tulsi Gabbard. But I want to go into what David Limbaugh had to say about it, because he wrote an interesting piece. And I'm just going to begin at a piece in the middle. But he says, the consensus of this debate was that the front runner, Joe Biden, was verbally awkward, tripping over numbers and phrases and providing confusing instructions to viewers seeking to sign up for text message updates from his campaign. While fellow Democrats gave Biden a pass for his politically incorrect comments during his term as vice president, he got no such slack for his debate faux pas. Now, here's what happens when he comes out. He goes on, he says, to be fair, you don't have to do much these days to run afoul of progressive thought police. All it took was for Biden to tell Kamala Harris as she was introduced to the stage, go easy on me, kid. Biden was obviously referring to Harris's aggressive attacks on him during the previous debate and playfully, even deferentially, asking her to soften her blows. Yeah. Go easy on me, kid. Supposed to be funny, right? Not for progressives. Not so funny. So, here's what they said. Virtue signaling liberals were compelled to evince indignation. BAFTA award-winning television writer Dominic Mitchell tweeted, kid? She's a grown woman, Biden. Come on, man. Don't be such a sexist wuss straight out of the 1950s. Another Twitter user said Biden used a single-sentence quip intended to simultaneously diminish Harris and characterize her as overly aggressive. He'll say it was all a joke, which is what his supporters will claim, while belittling critics as humorless and aggressive. Women know it well. I'm going to stop there and agree. That is exactly what Biden was doing. Yeah. Don't be so mean-spirited, kid. Hey, go easy on me, kid. What Biden was trying to say is, you're a youngster, I'm the elder statesman, you got your blows in, leave it alone, blah, blah, blah. I'm the big, bad white man, you're the little bitty Negro woman. That's what he was saying. And to the credit of the left, they picked it up. Now, there are people listening to the show going, come on, Kevin, man, that's Joe. That's old school, old white man stuff. Yeah, the stuff that Biden said a while back, he learned his lesson on, right? Biden, when he's hugging and kissing the back of people's hair, smelling their hair and kissing their necks, I'm a friendly guy, but I have to learn that things are different these days. So you would think that the first quip out of his mouth would be something that would prove that he's learned something, but it wasn't. But here's the bigger picture. That even though the candidates didn't jump in for something like that, the base did. The base did. Biden is out of touch with his base. So are all the other Democrats. Their base, when I say that, I mean, in this particular case, the other Democrats are tuned in to the idea of what progressives want. Oh, look at him. He called her a kid. He's belittling her. He's diminishing her. And he was. He was. But in the real world, nobody would have cared. Kamala Harris would be... Her response would have been something along the lines of, well, this is the kid that you're going to be saying Mrs. President to, Mr. President to, or Miss President to. Something like that. And that would have been the end of it. She would have defended herself and that's it. But the progressives are offended at everything, which in this particular case they're right, because Biden's trying to be slick by getting away with what he calls his old school, you know, that's just me being old school and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I don't mean anything by it. Well, probably Harvey Weinstein could say the same thing. Look, I was just playing by the rules of old Hollywood. I didn't realize there was a new Hollywood. You know, what do you want me to do? Yeah, I want you to stop being creepy, right? That's what I want you to be. I want you to stop being creepy. So Biden's, the base gets it. Which means if the Democrats go with Biden, trust me, folks, trust and believe, he's going to make those kind of mistakes over and over again. And his base is not going to be happy with it. Now, I already said earlier in the broadcast, Biden is the worst candidate. He is the worst possible candidate. What the Democrats need is they need new blood. Where's Julian Gonzalez? They got... A young Hispanic dude who doesn't even speak Spanish, and he could be the party leader. Yang, they got an Asian dude. They're throwing him off. They got a young, pretty woman, Tulsi Gabbard, who destroyed Kamala Harris. She's not even around. They got governors. They got all kinds of new blood. And you know what they're doing? None of it. They're using none of it. It's all retreads. It's a junior senator who slept her way to the top. It's a fake Indian. It is a racist old white cat and a communist. Those are their top contenders. What about Cory Booker? I mean, I wouldn't vote for him, but I'm just saying they got all kinds of choices. The progressive have a chance to show every piece of what they're talking about, of who they represent. And you know who they're pushing? You know who they're positioning right now? The old white dude. They're throwing everybody under the bus. The latest poll, Biden is the only one that can beat Donald Trump. Really? He's the only one. Anyway, he says, far be it for me to defend Joe Biden, but does anyone really believe that he intended condescension? I do. I still like this piece because Limbaugh points out that the left are not going to take it easy on Joe Biden.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.